We're not going to talk about Pesach now. We're going to talk about Lashon Hara. Okay? We're going to talk about not doing it. So, Leib, I can't hear you, but I can't see you either, but I'm hoping that you are there. Yeah. Leib, is he there?
I'm here.
Okay, great. So, here we go, guys. So, the Hafetz Chaim is in the middle of discussing. He said two pshatim so far. He's about to say a third pshat. Why David HaMelech is so gung-ho of Mia Isha Chafetz Chaim Oyev Loman Leroy Stoiv, then what should you do? Netzor L'shoin Chameira U'Safesecha Madaber Mirma. Why is Lashon Hara so absolutely important more than any other of the 613 mitzvahs? So the Chafetz Chaim in the meantime has said two pshatim. One pshat he said was really a nachanami. Shmiras Lashon really represents all the mitzvahs of Ben Adam Lechaveroi. Just if a person wants to be able to keep all the mitzvahs of Ben Adam Lechaveroi, if he does Shmiras Lashon, he is basically on his way to keeping all the mitzvahs of Ben Adam Lechaveroi. Then he said a very big chiddush. He said a second pshat. He said that the whenever you have a mitzvah which is entirely ruchni and not physical at all, it's much stronger. He said that's why Torah is stronger than other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs tap into the physical. Tzitzis, tefillin are all physical. Torah is only using spiritual power and therefore is much stronger. And therefore, Lashon Hara is a much worse avera. That's why the Mishnah at the beginning of Yerushalmi and Peah says, Lashon Hara, it's a virus connected kulam. Just like Torah is connected kulam, Lashon Hara is connected kulam, cause the power of only using ruchnius is much stronger than when you also are dealing with physicality and speech and thought is completely ruchni. That's something that the Chafetz Chaim said last week.
As far as why it's the most important mitzvah,
why it is keneged kulam, why it does such destruction. Maybe you weren't here last week, but he brings an example. He says, just like we find in the physical world that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we'll just do a quick sikum, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he brings down that there's four major foundations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world with: fire, water, wind, and offer. And he says that the ruchni koichos forces are much stronger than the physical forces. Wind, a strong wind, like we know, he says, could destroy mountains, could destroy, if you ever had hurricane winds, he says there's nothing, or fire is totally overcoming. These are ruchnius forces. So he says, just like that's the way it is in the teva of the world, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it also in terms of the spiritual world, of the upper worlds. Something which is purely ruchni makes a much bigger impression and has much stronger power in the upper worlds, in the ruchnius worlds, than when something is also physical. Therefore, he says, that's Pshat Talmud Torah's Keneged Kulam. Why the Kedusha of Torah and what Torah does for the world and what it does to the person individually. Because Torah is completely just speech and thought. If there's a ruchni power, Masha Enke in the mitzvahs, even if they're tremendous and they do tremendous things, but they tap into the physical also. Tefillin, tzitzis, matzah, you know, doing physical actions of eating. So therefore, he explains also Lashon Hara is very much only using your dibur, which is a koyach ruchni. It's using your ruach, using your dibur. Therefore, it has a much stronger koyach, and that's why it's connected all the averus, and that's why it is such a tremendous thing, and that's why David HaMelech was specifically warning us on Lashon Hara. Just like Talmud Torah is very chashuv, Lashon Hara is very dangerous, and that was a very big chiddush that we spoke out last week from the Chafetz Chaim. Now, says the Chafetz Chaim, and maybe we started this last week. I believe I missed Thursday by accident. I was in the middle of doing stuff for Pesach. If anyone was tried plugging in on Thursday and I wasn't here, I apologize. By the time I realized what time it was already over. But, so here we're up to Perek Beis. We're starting Perek Beis in Shmiras HaLashon. Here we go. There's another reason why David HaMelech is stressing specifically watching your mouth. Ki yaduhu, it is well known. Ki lefi ma sha'odam misnaig es atzmoi b'midoysa ba'olam hazeh. According to the way the person acts in this world, it awakens the same thing in contrast to what he's doing. Connected, what he's doing is that's ma'irer lamala. What does he mean? Call me the lafian yano. Each thing according to its inyan, and it explains. In darko lahaver al midoisav. If you're the type of person that doesn't freak out on people when someone messes you up, when someone cuts you off in traffic, when someone takes, you know, in America right now, the last roll of toilet paper, okay, and you don't punch him in the face. And you act with chesed and rachamim. You're like that yeshiva bacher who's handing out rolls of toilet paper out of his car. You know, okay, you're that rachamim guy. You're that chesed guy. You are triggering up in the upper worlds HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas harachamim. You do midas harachamim, that triggers mida keneged mida, midas harachamim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also starts acting midas harachamim. We very much give, this is something that Nefesh HaChayim talks about, very much barichos in the first parak, in the first shar, in the first gate of Nefesh HaChayim, that things that happen in this world, it happens because things are coming down from the upper worlds and they are affecting our world. I'm not going to get into all the worlds that are on top of us, but basically from the upper worlds makes a difference in our world. But we very much control the upper worlds. That's what we say every morning in Davening from Tehillim, to new ois le'elokim, give power and strength to Hashem. David Melech's talking to us.
What does it mean by triggering chesed and rachamim? Like, it wasn't going to happen, but because we acted good, it does?
Yeah. On a pashat level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with Klal Yisrael according to the way that we're acting, let's see, with each other. So he says like this.
Klal Yisrael or individually, I'm saying, for one person.
So for sure Klal Yisrael, but we'll see right now for the Chofetz Chaim. And this is what the Nefesh HaChayim talks about. Barichus, every single person is extremely powerful, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, Nefesh HaChayim. And he has no idea how well connected he is to whatever he's connected to. Each person according to his sherish, his root, is tremendously connected, and he could affect tremendous things in the world. Take a look at one second what the Chofetz Chaim says right here. He says, okay. He says, when a person acts b'chesed, he causes that upstairs is triggered the midah of rachamim. Umarachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al ha'olam b'shviloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis on the world because of him. Umapri pi'ish tisbanavshoi. And memela, he's also zoicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be merachim on him. V'zoichu gan kein. She yarachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu olam. Also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have rachamim on him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like you don't scream at the guy that cut you off, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be merachim on you. So not only do you cause a rachamim on the world, specifically HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats you according to the exactly how you treat and deal with others. Kamai Marum, and this is what they mean in Chazal, in the Gemara and Shabbos, Kol ha-merachim al ha-briyos, whoever has mercy on people, merachimin olav min ha-shamayim. So Hashem has mercy on you from Shemayim. And, excuse me, I wash my hands after a sugar like that, but I'm not around anyone. Kol, and then kol ha-maver al midosav, anyone who is maver on his midos, meaning he doesn't, you know, freak out and yell at people. Ma'aviren al kol pshav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Kilo overlooks, just like you overlook other people's problems, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will overlook yours. Kamosha Isa Bezoyar, Kadosh Parshas Emor. And I will translate this Aramaic Zohar into English, as they do on the bottom of the Shmira Shaloshin, beginning of Perek Beis, Yehuda. Says the Zohar like this. Lamanu, we learn from this, whatever the Zohar is talking about, from the actions that happen down here, awakens actions upstairs. If a person does actions down here properly, so too, he is ma'irer hakoyach karoy lamayla, meaning a person does chesed in this world, he awakens chesed upstairs. Then chesed comes down that day because of him. And if he's merciful, same thing. So in that world, says the Zohar, that day, the world is flooded with mercy. Okay? And then that day, that day is now like a schus for him, for whenever he's going to need it. Like, I caused that day, you know, that there was rachamim in the world to Klai Yisrael. That is a big schus for a person, says the Zohar, to have that on your account when it comes in, it's going to come in the clutch one day, says the Zohar. And the same way you act, that's the way you'll be treating. Fortunate is the one that does proper things downstairs. Because on him it is dependent entirely. What's going to happen upstairs? That is the halaga. Zohar. So now, what does that have to do with Shmira Salashin? So here we go. Oh, so now first the Chofetz Chaim is going to say, before we get back to Shmira Salashin, he's going to say, according to this, an amazing pshat, just an absolutely amazing pshat in the Gemara. And Chofetz Chaim says like this. So now we have learned, which is something that we probably already know, that things work mida keneged mida, right? That's what we saw in Mitzrayim. Everything was mida keneged mida. If you go through the Midrashim, everything that happened to the Mitzrayim was mida keneged mida. And that's what Yisroi was very, you know, went crazy about when Moshe Rabbeinu told him everything that happened to the Mitzrayim. So now I know that Hashem's the king, because he mamish prat peprat dealt with the Mitzrayim mida keneged mida. Okay. The imi dasu tamid le'snaig imanashim shlo levater lehem klum mishaloi. Let's say you're a very makpid person. You know, give a guy a pencil. Where my pencil? Why I use it so much? With all my ink, ushlo lerachem aleim, and not to have any mercy on them. Who magver bezela mayla esmidas adina ala oylam v'gam la'atzmai. So then the opposite. You're acting very midas hadin. So I could. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your Moirer upstairs, also very much the Mida of Din. Just like you don't overlook people's things, Hashem ain't going to overlook you. This is Pshat in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Lo Charva Yerushalayim, Ela Shehamidu Divrayim Al Din Torah. That the reason why Yerushalayim, that there was a Chorban base of Mikdash, was because we didn't do Lefnim Meshuras HaDin. Everything was, this is the Din, and this is what we have to do, and that's it. So now, the frekta the Chofetz Chaim a bomb kasha. We know the reason why the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed was because of the Gimel of Eros Chamurois, Shvichas Damim, Gilei Arayos, right? Avodah Zarah. So what do you mean it was because everyone was very makpid on each other and no one overlooked anything? Says the Chofetz Chaim genius, Ulefi Zenicha, according to what I'm telling you, pshats like this, if they would have overlooked what people did to them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been Michael to them. They said, no, we're going to do things the way set in stone, the way things are meant to be. This is what the Torah says, blah, 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 blah. And they had, everyone had their gavels, and they're just banging their gavels everywhere. Okay? Lechein, therefore, dictate HaKadosh Baruch Hu gam kein acharein. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you want to do things, I'll pi din, I'll treat you I'll pi din. And dropped the bomb on them. That's how strong Mida Keneged Mida, right? And how strong Mida Keneged Mida goes. So now the Chofetz Chaim brings this back to Lashon Hara. The Imadaber Lashon Hara Al Chaveroi. Umo'ira Midonim Alav. Now a person speaks Lashon Hara and he's judging his friend not favorably. Or what he did is telling everyone about all the bad things that he did. So he triggers upstairs also this koyach of prosecution. Satan's keilu standing, you know, he's in the, he's in the hallway waiting. What are the, the place where like the players come out of, you know, before they get out to the field, whatever that thing is called, and he's there, he's waiting. He's just waiting till he's given permission to, you know, run out and start, you know, high-fiving everyone that's waiting and, you know, give someone a chest pump at the end of the line.
The tunnel.
What's it called?
They call it the tunnel.
The tunnel. He's waiting in the tunnel. Thank you. He's waiting in the tunnel. But in the meantime, he doesn't have any kayak yet. He's waiting for Klai Yisrael to speak Lashon Hara. Once they start prosecuting each other, they start speaking bad about each other, he goes, oh, they're speaking bad? Ding, ding, ding. Introducing, for unfortunately, not the first time, the Sarshel Esav, the Yisrael. Da na 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 na. Oh, no, probably bad to the bone. Da da na na na. Bad to the bone, no, 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 bad. That's probably the song that he comes out to. So, okay, yes, yes, you will only get these things over here. So now he brings a Zohar, and there's a lot more Aramaic. So I will again read the bottom of the Shmir Salashin where he translates it to us to not English but to Hebrew. There's a certain spirit that is standing on all of those Bali Lashon Hara. So he's waiting there. And when they start speaking Lashon Hara, either like the whole group of hackers or even a singular person that he individually speaks Lashon Hara, then that this ruach ra gets awakened, hanikres whatever, sichsucha whatever, that's his name. He like chaps a hitch, chaps a ride on this lashon hara. Shetchilu ba b'nei adam, that people started. The oyle lamala. And now it's grabbing this ride, this tramp, hops on this bandwagon. V'goyremes b'zeh is irishol lashon hara, and he causes through this service of lashon hara, mavis death v'cherev and war v'herig ba'olam and killing in the world. Oy lo oisim shema irim lo oisay tzadara. Whoa, whoa, not like, you know, W-O-E, not Y-O-A-H. Woe unto those that are ma'ir this ruach, the einam shomrim piyam ulushainam, the einam choshim alza. They don't watch their mouths and they don't worry about this. And they don't realize the einam yoidim shibis irish alamata, that depended on what they do down here, taluya is irish alamala, it's all, that's what's happening up theirs. Ben latoiv ben lara, ben for the good, or whether of chas v'shalom for the bad. V'kulam mekatrigim lo'ir lo'isay nachash agadol, and through this they awaken the big snake. Shei mekatrig al lo'ilam, he goes now and he prosecutes on the world. V'kulam b'shvil oisay zorich lashon hara, and it was all because of that lashon hara. K'shekayem esorich shaloi lamata, once he awakens this downstairs. The big snake, which is quite the nickname, it's the serious nickname for the Yetzer Hara, the big snake, waiting for the Lashon Hara, waiting in the tunnel to come out, to prosecute Klai Yisrael. We have all these Averas, Chumana Leslan, hopefully there are no Averas, but if there are Averas, then in the meantime, the Yetzer Hara, quiet. Once people start talking Lashon Hara, it gives them a strength to get out there and start prosecuting, and the Chofetz Chaim will continue. Bez Hashem, we'll see tomorrow more about this, how upset the Kadosh Baruch Hu is by this, that is giving koyach to the Yetzer Hara. So Bez Hashem, let's all be strong, let's get out there today, let's keep the Yetzer Hara in the tunnel, let's keep the big snake inside, not let him come out. And Bez Hashem will be Mo'erer Rachamim in Shemayim, and only good things will happen to Klai Yisrael.
Amen.